At times during Jesus' public ministry, the apostles were confused by the teachings of Jesus. Traveling with Jesus for 3 years, he taught them to live a new way of life. And just as their confidence was growing into their new roles, Jesus tells them he's going to suffer, die on the cross, and rise again in 3 days. The apostles become somewhat confused, not knowing what to make of it, what to do, or what to think. After his resurrection, after spending time with them, Jesus then says he must ascend to the Father, but will provide for them an advocate, the Holy Spirit. It seems they're just as confused as before the resurrection. He's leaving them again, just as they're beginning to make a difference together. Last weekend, we celebrated Pentecost. In the gospel message, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Now, given the gifts of the Holy Spirit from the Father and from the Son, the apostles no longer experience any confusion and are fully prepared for the directive to go out and share the gospel and make disciples of all nations. Early in my religious schooling, the emphasis was on God, obedience, and living out the Ten Commandments. Later on, Jesus was emphasized, his unconditional love for all people, the passion, and the forgiveness of our sins. There wasn't much taught about the Trinity or the Holy Spirit back then. But signs of the Trinity have been in the Bible for all time. In our first reading, Proverbs references the wisdom of God before time, before creation. Coming forth from God, the church understands this as Jesus. Jesus always carries out the wishes of the Father, and they are always in perfect union with each other. In the Book of Wisdom, wisdom and the Holy Spirit are here, however not listed as single persons, but as operations of God. In Romans today, Paul talks about the sanctifying work of each person of the Trinity. He recognizes peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ and having gained access to faith and grace by the Father. He goes on to say, "The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us." In John's Gospel, Jesus alludes to the fact that the origin of the Spirit's message of all truth comes from the Father and Jesus the Son. So as the Spirit continues to be breathed into the minds of the apostles and each one of us, the limitless truth of God will continue to flow into the lives of God's faithful. Our catechism tells us the Trinity has everything to do with all aspects of Christian life. God himself is an eternal exchange of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he's destined for us to share in that exchange in heaven. It goes on to say, the risen Christ, by giving the Holy Spirit to the apostles, entrusted them the power of sanctification. They became sacramental signs of Christ. By the powers of the same Holy Spirit, they entrusted this power to their successors, which structured the whole liturgical life of the church, handed on by the sacrament of holy orders. So by his power, Jesus is present in the sacraments, so that when one baptizes, it's really Christ himself who baptizes. John Paul II states, "Baptism is intimately linked to Christ, the one Lord, who unites baptized in his mystical body, and to the Spirit, the principle of unity in a variety of gifts. A sacrament of faith, baptism transmits a life that gives access to eternity and thus refers to the hope that awaits the certainty for the fulfillment of God's promise. This is the intimate form of baptism, Ian Hughes will experience through the Holy Trinity this weekend, witnessed by the church, his parents, and godparents. We're reminded of the Holy Trinity revealed to us at the baptism of Jesus. In Matthew's account, when Jesus was baptized, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and a voice from heaven that said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, for whom I am well pleased." So as we pray to God the Father and God the Son, let us remember to pray and invite into our lives the Holy Spirit. As Bishop Barron reminds us, the Holy Spirit is the fuel of the church, the energy and life force of the body of Christ. As the apostles were missioned then, it is we who are missioned now, supported by the Holy Spirit. Following in the footsteps of the apostles, may we trust in the Holy Spirit to live our lives as Christ has called each of us to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in ways of love, mercy, humility, compassion, and caring for those around us. By word and example, may we lead others to the everlasting gift of God, freely given to us by the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. May our lives always reflect our living faith. John Paul II said, "At the source of my life, there's a Trinitarian intervention of love and blessing," reminding us of our familiar Holy Spirit prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. In celebration of Father's Day, may the Holy Spirit fill the hearts and souls of all fathers, kindling them in the fire of God's love. May the Holy Spirit renew them in mind, soul, body, and spirit, as together we celebrate the gifts and presence of the Trinity in our lives each day. Amen.